One of the senators who will consider General Hayden's nomination to head the CIA is Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California. She's a member of the Intelligence Committee, which will hold confirmation hearings for General Hayden in the coming weeks. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John.
You were quoted yesterday as saying General Hayden is a logical choice for the CIA post, but you've also expressed concern about a military man taking over what is supposed to be a civilian intelligence agency at this moment. What's your bottom line on this appointment?
Well, my bottom line on this is as follows. We have a very serious challenge and threat facing us. I think to have this happen now is not good for the nation. I believe we should move very quickly to replace Porter Goss. Now, I believe that we, at this time, the CIA needs a respected intelligence professional. Morale has dropped. There are management and supervision problems. General Hayden has run an agency twice the size. He may not run agents, but he has run, I think, a very tight and good ship. So in terms of being a good administrator, my view is he will. I believe he'll bring in skilled professionals. The so-called Gosslings will go, which I think is a good thing.
Gosslings for Porter Goss, who brought in some people from the Hill?
That's the kind of in-group moniker for the people that Congressman Goss brought to the agency, yes, who I think have kind of stumbled and bumbled and irritated a lot of people.
So it sounds like you're inclined to vote for General Hayden.
I'm inclined to vote for him, yes. I know there will be a lot of questions about the NSA electronic surveillance program.
Yes, you've expressed concerns about that prior to this, haven't you?
Yes, and I'm on that subcommittee, which is in the process of being briefed on the program, so I feel I have a better sense of what it is. And as I've said before, I believe that all electronic surveillance should be done under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and I believe this program could be done under that as well.
Were you surprised by opposition from some of your Republican colleagues to General Hayden's nomination?
Well, I'm not surprised at the fact that, he's a four-star Air Force general, and I think people are concerned over the growing military control of intelligence. However, I can say this about General Hayden, and that is that he has shown some fierce independence, and I think that's healthy. And I think to move this agency rapidly in a direction which protects our nation, this kind of thing is very necessary.
So you think he will be confirmed?
I believe he'll be confirmed. I think there will be a lot of questions, but, well, there should be. I mean, this is an important position. At the same time, I think people have to remember our nation does have significant jeopardy, and the ability to forestall that jeopardy happens to be intelligence, and the agency most at point in this kind of intelligence is the CIA.
And assuming he's confirmed, what's the most important single task he faces?
I think the most important single task he faces is getting the analysis and collection straight, and then secondly, seeing that there is the mid-management infrastructure to support the new personnel that are coming on in large numbers.
Thank you, Senator.
You're very welcome.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is a Democrat from California.